Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on. Today is Friday, July 25th, 2008. And today we're going to look at a few different things. Number one is we're going to get a brief market update, now that we're just about halfway through summer. And number two, with all of San Carlos' economic woes, it would probably be a good idea to examine what's going on with the east side of San Carlos. So let's start out with a brief market update, and you may recall in the end of June we published an article that talked about kind of Q3 for San Carlos being extremely important in terms of its viability in maintaining what has been for 2008 a very healthy market. And if the third quarter of the year for San Carlos had saw inventory rise slightly with many price reductions, that could be showing some cracks in what has been, again, a very healthy foundation in our real estate market. And looking at it today, currently on the market, we're down to 49 active single-family residences, and later today I think we'll be at 47. That would be an all-time low for 2008. I think you have to go back to very, very early January to find inventory as low. And part of it is seasonal. July, we always see the inventory dip a little bit, but this has been, remember, we had a high of 71 single-family residences in May, and a lot of people thought that here comes the overload of inventory. And June saw a lot of those properties leave, and then in July, seven more left. And the numbers for July, you had seven single family residences close escrow so far, and of those single-family residences, those on average, those homes closed at 99.89% of their original list price. So again, that's pretty impressive. And looking now at our inventory, and a lot of the other agents that are working with buyers here in San Carlos understand the frustration with the lack of inventory. It's very, very tough right now. And you have a lot of people sitting by their computers hitting refresh on the MLS active list, hoping that some new listings are going to pop on. And again, it is a major issue. And if you know anybody that's trying to move into San Carlos right now, they are feeling that same pinch of really not a whole lot to choose from. There's a lot of properties that have sat on the market for over 100 days that simply aren't moving because of pricing issues and desirability. And for those new homes that do come on, they are being taken relatively quickly as long as they are priced correctly. And that's kind of our market here in San Carlos. So everything is holding steady. Certainly the lack of inventory is helping sellers that are choosing to come on the market at a price that is somewhat market appropriate. And so again, everything is, at least through the first obviously the first month of that Q3, we're doing extremely well and probably a little ahead of schedule and a little ahead of expectations in terms of what it's taking to get into San Carlos. August and September will obviously be key months, and what we'll do is toward the end of August and again in September, we'll update it again. But again, right now, clearly there are more buyers trying to get in than inventory that is available. So that is a good thing for all the folks that own property here in San Carlos. Next, we're going to take a quick look at the east side of San Carlos. And if you've lived in San Carlos over the last few years, and certainly up to date, you're undoubtedly aware that San Carlos is experiencing some money woes, and city council members and the advisory committees are constantly looking for new ways to produce revenue. Many believe, including myself, that would be a long-term answer to the city's, what seems to be constant over the last few years, money problems and cutbacks. And a lot of people were concerned with the closing of the Kiwanis building and items such as that. I'm pretty pleased with what I've heard from the city council in terms of their level of importance that they're putting on the east side development. For instance, something that's been talked about for a long time would be a location for a hotel on the east side, which would generate, obviously, tons of revenue. It would, the city could possibly add a hotel or a city hotel tax onto the occupancy rate, which is a possibility that has been examined, and that would obviously increase revenues. But if you're like most people and you kind of look at the east side, you see, well, you know, they have some development there with Best Buy and some of the other shops that have gone in down there next to 101. But there's a lot more that could be done. And again, the key is for revenue-generated businesses and businesses that have can offer employees high-end salaries. That's increasing. the revenue generated in San Carlos, and that's exactly what we need for a long-term recovery. And again, the difference is that this city council seems to understand that these businesses just are not going to randomly find San Carlos. We need to go out and attract them to us, and including hotels. And been particularly impressed with Omar Ahmad on the city council, who really seems to get that and has stated numerous times that we need to be proactive in going out and luring some of these companies to San Carlos. I think they're right on track, and I hope that the council continues to put more of an emphasis on the east side, because it really is, for the most part, a completely untapped resource, and I think it's heading in the right direction. Finally, I wanted to touch briefly on a post that you'll see on the blog, also entered on July 25th. The San Carlos blog is getting ready to produce 3 short educational videos on the different neighborhoods of San Carlos, the benefits to living in each, and if there's some folks out there that want to go live on the blog and give their own testimonial about San Carlos and be a part of those videos, we're happy to have you. We have a few folks already signed up, and we could certainly use one or two others, so if you are really interested in San Carlos and love where you live and would like to talk about your neighborhood, we're be happy to discuss having you be a part of the videos. And those should be available by early September. And again, it'll just be an icon on the blog website. You can go ahead and tap it, and it'll be particularly helpful if you have friends that are trying to move into San Carlos, and they can really get a good sense for how the different neighborhoods work and the pricing structures in different neighborhoods, because it's one of the biggest challenges that buyers face. They kind of hear about San Carlos, they like it, they've heard from friends, but in terms of what the different neighborhoods have to offer, they're generally a little confused, as anyone would be. So these videos should help clear up a lot of that, and if you'd like to be a part of it, we'd be happy to discuss that with you. Just send us an email, and that'll do it for today. Appreciate everyone logging on. Hoping you have a good summer, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.